It was the image of a girl foraging for food in a sewer that was Radwan Choudhury's aha moment.
I was sitting in a cafeteria with a bunch of my friends that I grew up with. In the corner of my eyes, I keep watching this young girl picking food from the sewer line. That struck me. So I called her in, asked her questions, what exactly she's doing. She was born in the prostitution center. She doesn't know who the father was, and the mother could not be found.
Choudhury was back in his hometown of Chittagong, Bangladesh. After he'd experienced life as a college student in the U.S., his indifference to poverty evaporated.
The thinking process changed there. Well, the world has so much resources. Then why this person picking food from the sewer line? It's not acceptable. So what can I do as an individual to help this one person?
He brought the girl home to his parents.
And mom says, who is she, why she's here, and what she's doing. And I said, well, I don't know who she is, and I have no idea where she's going to go. But for tonight, let's keep her here. And my mom was, let's absolutely not. We had a little bit of conversation, and a mother and a son. And at the end of the day, mother is a mother. She says, okay, she's staying. And then I told my mother, says, okay, you have a first grandchild.
That was Udayan Foundation's first success story. 20 years later, that girl is now a married mother of two, living a productive life. Choudhury's foundation later built an orphanage that's home to 320 kids.
And they're walking on the street, sleeping on the street, and that's when those are human trafficking taking place.
The foundation also sponsors medical care for unimaginable scenarios, including surgery for Rabiul Shanto, a boy whose stepfather reportedly cut off both of his arms to make him a street beggar.
So if this kid is grow up in a, without a both of a hand, he basically won't be able to function a whole lot of things as you and me will. So he has no other options but begging. And his parents is the one who's capitalizing that.
2 years ago, the organization found Shanto free medical care in the U.S., paying travel expenses to Philadelphia, where Shriners Hospital operated and gave him prosthetic arms.
So he is now in an orphanage, going to the school, doing as a normal thing that many of us were doing at the age of, you know, that age.
The Udayan Foundation sponsors almost 300 children to go to school. It pays the kids' families stipends so the kids stay in school and escape exploitation as child laborers.
The garments factory owner or the fishery, they're attracting those children, taking off the street and bringing them to their places to make them work. And they are abusing, basically keeping them, you know, working them for 10, 12 hours a day with way below the average pay.
That's why Udayan created educational centers, where it trains students with job skills and technology and tailoring so they can support themselves and their families.
It's not just give somebody a fish, but teach them how to fish. But my approach and our approach through the organization is go one step above and beyond. Teach them how to dig a pond and do the fishery in that pond that will have a sustainability.
Why do you do this?
I seen the world from the both sides. I was privileged to grow up above the poverty line in Bangladesh. I was fortunate.
Choudhury mostly funds the foundation himself through his work as a software consultant.
Every human being, I think, have the ability to at least help one person. So wherever that child is and whatever their color of their screen or the faith that they share, it has nothing to do. Children don't born into a religion. They born into a world.
For WJCT News, I'm Tracy Sadegan.